And welcome, everyone, to the Phil Henry Show on Monday. This is the ninth day of December, and it is the year of our Lord, 2019. And I got a lot of people having a laugh, a couple people having some kicks, and that's fine. I'm not against laughs. In my life, it feels as if, I've had more than my fair share at my expense, but I guess people don't want to hear about that, so... Oh, you know what, Steve? You've filed the lawsuits. You're on record. All right, okay. I'm just making that point because this is a classic example of what's happened to me, and I'm having to sit. Ow, 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 ow.
Steve, are you sure that you are ready to do the show?
Yes, I am. Well, then you're going to have to do some way.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, if you're in pain.
No, I'm all right. Just what I'd like you to do is if you could get another pillow or some. Right here. I brought in these down pillows when you called. Yeah, that's good. Ow, ow. Okay, as soon as I sit down on it, it hurts, but now it's okay. So when you relax into it, I don't even like that term, relaxing into it, because people are going to think...
What we're talking about, folks...
Okay, but let me... I'm talking about perineum sunning, and I know a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. Perineum sunning is some fad that was started by an online... A few people have started this fad from time to time. It traces to 1986.
Yeah, there's a Rolling Stone article here that says it traces to 19...
Let me see that. This is a 1986... Where does it say that?
Well, it said in the...
It said it in the tease there on the Google... on the Google Grab, or the Google...
Let me just read it, the Google.
That's what the pronunciation is.
It's right here. The claim that perineum tanning has therapeutic benefits appear to stem from a 1986 book by Key Institute founder, or QI.
Oh, yes, the Key Institute, yes.
You're familiar with that.
I've done articles from time to time on them, yes.
Key Institute founder Dr. Stephen T. Chang called the Tao...
The Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching, yes.
What's the Tao Te Ching?
That's... You didn't say Tao Te Ching.
No, I did not say that.
Right. It's Chinese.
Oh.
Well, it's more than Chinese. The Tao Te Ching is a holy book of sorts from China. But nonetheless, the Tao of sexuality, one of the influencers cited in this metaphysical Megan post... Raw of Earth posted a screen grab from the book, which advocates for doing a sun worship exercise.
All right, so sunlight. Now let me see. Sunlight for doing this has excellent germicidal qualities, and exposure to the sun will help keep the anal and the vag.
See, this is what I'm.
You're, and already this one.
I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Act like an adult. Bud.
Well, man, goddamn, man, you never heard the word before?
I know, but.
Some guy out there going, yeah, let me get some sun on it.
Bud, so help me God. If there is a God in heaven, he'll keep you alive until sundown. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Oh, you like the idea of staying alive?
Yes, I do.
All right, can I finish this? What we're talking about, folks, and everybody's going to have their laugh and have their kicks, and that's okay. I mean, I figured my mother told me one time, my mother,
a ball breaker.
So. My mother said, son, there are men who were born just to make everybody laugh, and you may be one of them. She said, your father was one, you're one, the whole line of them, and my mother said she gets her kicks. Well, anyway, my mother...
Is your mother still around?
Yes, she is. She's alive and well, and thank God, and I sent her a peach cobbler.
But what do you mean a peach cobbler?
It's a pie, okay?
So you're still visiting your mother and...
Yes, we are. Steve, one of these days you're going to... Oh, never mind. Yeah, I'd rather you just... that's my family, okay? Yes, my mother called my father Deldon Deldo. Yes, my mother is one of the reasons why...
Whew. One of the reasons why you've had erectile dysfunction issues.
Boy, oh boy. God, Margaret! That was never made public. Damn, is great.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not. It was never made public that I could pop one.
Yeah, see...
Well, Steve, look, you've got this perineum sunning problem. That may be at the root of it.
At the root of it?
The road, the old dirt road of it.
Margaret, you misspoke root of it, and now you're trying to make stuff up. Let me read this. Pretty quick. Nice save, Ms. Gray.
Thank you.
It says here, sunlight has excellent germicidal qualities, and exposure to the sun will help keep the anal and vaginal areas healthy and free of germs. It is also excellent for the treatment of hemorrhoids. The book claims, complete with a cartoon silhouette of someone bending over and showing the cheeks. Anyway, it's, right here says, while Chang and the Key Institute did not immediately respond to a request for comment, there certainly isn't much way of much by way of peer-reviewed research to support the practice. Now, peer-reviewed research is what other doctors do. They review it and they, you know, compare it against their own conclusions. This is all empirical.
But it's all about, like, proven stuff. Yeah, you got to prove it. You have to empirically prove it. What does that mean? Yeah, I don't know. It means you got to test it over and over and over and over, you know.
It's a scientific method of testing, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, here it is right here. Dr. Mary Minkin, who is an MD, a practicing gynecologist and instructor at Yale, says that while the anal area has billions of bacteria, no amount of sunlight will kill them, nor do we necessarily want them killed, since most of us live in very good harmony with our microbiome.
What is that?
I don't know.
I think that microbiome is, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
In fact, she adds, sunlight exposure in that area could potentially be risky. That tissue in the body is about the most delicate tissue there is, she tells Rolling Stone, so why do anything to which one could have an allergic reaction? Now, that brings us to you, Steve.
It brings, thank you very much, General. It brings it to me, although it was very unfortunate to Ms. Gray, for Ms. Gray to say that ED...
Are you denying it?
I'm not denying it. I don't never made it public.
Well,
I don't think he did, Margaret.
All right, I apologize. You don't have ED.
Oh man, that's just doubled up on it, man.
You doubled up, as if talking about me, son, and my.
So I doubled up on the pain you're feeling down there.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Every man gets ED. I don't have it now, so don't worry about it. I've had been affected by it.
Yeah, but most of your thing was psychological. You were feeling a lot of work pressure.
Exactly, yeah.
It was nothing physical.
Anyway, wow. I wanted to start out by talking about this and Ms. Gray dropping the whole ED thing. Now I'm running into a birthday party happy, but I'm holding a towel to my...
To your rectum.
Yeah, to my... I mean, we might as well say it.
You're holding a towel to your rectum even though you're running into a birthday party.
In other words, I felt like I... could come in and tell everybody what's going on with me and feel good and free and sweet and, you know,
yeah, feel sweet and light about it.
Feel sweet and light about it. And as I was running in, it's like I took one a direct hit and I got to put a towel down there.
All right, so you're what you thought would be a pleasant experience.
Yeah, it's not. So let me back up on it. Let me just take a break here and tell you that we're listening here to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Come on, Bozell. You're not that nervous, are you?
Oh, just, no. My name is Steve Bozell. I'll be fine. My name is Steve Bozell, and we're going to come back in just a moment here and talk to you a little bit more about this. Perineum sunning. Josh Brolin, the great actor, apparently has now, because he got burned.
So he sunned himself there.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that.
No.
Josh Brolin tried it.
Allegedly.
Yeah, and now he's come down with his anal, you know.
Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, Steve is sitting on how many pillows?
I've got a couple. I want to get into it in my own way and in my own sweet time.
Yeah,
let him get into his own sweet way, his own sweet time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show, my name is Steve Bozell.
Hi, Tony Tangetti. Have you wanted to learn how to play banjo? Just haven't had the guts to ask somebody to teach you? I'm one of the top banjo coaches in America. Tony Tangetti's Banjo How-To. You can get my booklet. You can watch my video. You can listen to my DVD. You can listen to my book on tape. But you need to get in touch with me. You must get in touch with me if you have any interest whatsoever in the banjo. Because when it comes to banjo, there's only one guy, me, Tony Tangetti.
Tony Tangetti's Banjo. Banjo and now Banjo and... Banjo is Tony Tangetti, the Banjo Man.
I'm the Banjo Man. I'll give you the banjo lesson you've always thought you deserved, but weren't quite sure where to go to get it.
Tony Tangetti, the banjo lesson you always felt you deserved.
Just call me up, ask for the Banjo Man, and I'll say you got him.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And sitting in for Mr. Henry today on this Monday, as Mr. Henry gets prepared to go to Las Vegas, is Steve Bozell.
Now, we want to tell, if I may, Steve.
Go ahead.
We want to tell everyone that's been waiting for the next Phil Henry Challenge that the next Phil Henry Challenge will be issued on Thursday. That will be the 12th. As Mr. Henry, as you just heard from Bud, is preparing to go to Las Vegas for a work commitment and will be there
through Wednesday morning, right, Margaret?
Yes, Phil's flying in on Wednesday morning, or Wednesday afternoon, something like that. And the next show, a newly produced show, will be on Thursday. So the encore shows just come back-to-back this week. Phil asked us to tell you, and I know a lot of the people out there...
Well, let me just say, a lot of you guys are great guys, but you're schmoes, and your minds don't work right, and you don't remember things. So let me say it again. The next Phil Henry Challenge will be on Thursday. There is none today, tomorrow, or Wednesday.
No, wait, what are you talking about? What am I missing here? He has a challenge where you got to do a fake voice. Yeah, they did one for you. They did one for me.
Yeah, don't you remember the people were...
Oh.
Well, what are you...
And all of a sudden, when I hear things like that, everything goes right to the...
I think you can say the word.
Yeah. It goes right to the rectum, In other words, I've got rectal... Because of the perineum sunning, which I'll get into...
I think people are guessing it by now, but let me just say... So, remember, the next Phil Henry Challenge is on Thursday. There's going to be 10. And which one are we at, Bud?
This would be number... It'd be Phil Henry Challenge number 8. Yeah, I was going to say it.
Doesn't matter. Phil Henry Challenge number 8. And... that will be issued on Thursday. So then the winner will be named on Friday, right?
Yeah, and then a Phil Henry Challenge 9, and I guess Monday is the last one, next week from Monday. It got all butchered up because of this, what Phil thought was a one-day commitment in Las Vegas has actually turned into 2 or 3 days. We're back here with Steve Ozell. Go ahead, Steve.
Thank you very much, General. I'm supposed to be the host of the show, and I've not been able to say anything other than...
You're doing fine.
I'm trying to tell you that I heard about perineum sunning when I heard that one of the top actors going down right now is Josh Brolin, the son of James Brolin, who is also himself one of the top actors. Used to be on a show that my mother would watch, and I enjoyed it very much, as Marcus Welby. And
yeah, he played one of the doctors, right?
Yeah, he played the young partner of Marcus Welby and everything like that. So. But that's not Josh Brolin.
That's James Brolin, who is, by the way, married to Barbara Streisand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
All right, well, so the Brolin family, as you can hear, they got everything going for them. They got everything to live for. And the son, Josh, goes out and spreads it. And I read about this. Hold on, let me finish. Because a lot of things have been said about me, and I have a right to protect my name. I have a right to protect my family. And I certainly do have a right to address many of the scurrilous and I think noxious and insulting slanders about me, my sexuality, and what I enjoy on weekends, and so forth. Now, I read the article. This Metaphysical Megan is an online influencer. And
well, she influenced you, didn't she?
I'd heard about it. I didn't read her. But she said that if you lay in the sun and pull it apart,
pull the butt cheeks.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have the technical.
You pull the buttock cheeks apart.
Well, that's not the perineum, though. The perineum is between the anus and the testicles, General.
What do you mean, General? God damn, it's great.
He knows all about it.
I thought the General could be the one adult in the room, but I guess not.
No, you're right. I thought...
Are you saying General Shaw?
I've never done any such thing.
But that is the perineum.
Okay, well, all right, well, you mean what?
Yeah, got a taint.
Don't use that.
Wait a minute.
Language around me.
That's a vile, vulgar expression, bud.
Okay, I know what that is, though, the taint.
Do you mind?
I'm sorry, but it's the area. That's what I call the area.
You call it the what?
I call that the area. It's down in the area. You've got your, the where it go.
You got the butthole.
I don't call it that. I call it where it goes in.
And where it goes in?
I mean out. I didn't mean to say in.
Where it goes in.
Dad, you can't take that back.
That's what you said.
All right, boys, let's grow up.
Where it goes out. When I say where it goes in, I'm talking about all the heat that I take and all the misery I take. It's like I'm taking it every day anyway.
Okay, Steve.
Don't start giving me crap about this. This is an emotional thing for me.
Steve, we can't. You heard Phil last week. If you start crying again, we got to show you the door.
I'm fine.
Ooh.
By the way, Mr. Bozell, when they did the Steve Bozell challenge,
Yeah.
Everybody that really did it good always ended it with, ooh.
Yeah, they noticed that about you. They ended it with what?
They ended it with that little exhalation of tension.
Yeah, they all just go, I'm Steve Bozell, blah, 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 and they end it with, like, ooh.
What?
Sounds like, talk about taking it.
No, it's not like that.
Well, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like, ooh.
No, you idiot.
Who are you calling an idiot, man?
All right, boys, knock it the hell off or I'll pull the plug on this. I mean it. I'll go behind this console, and I saw Adam Chavez do it the other day, and pull the plug on the whole thing.
Well, then you'll have Mr. Henry to deal with.
Good. Big deal.
I'm trying to say that, you know...
No, just saying it. They go, ooh.
I know. And what I do... So, moving along. I've seen this article about getting sun on the perineum. I didn't know it was the taint, excuse me for saying it, Margaret, but I didn't know it was the taint area, but the area, you know, I thought it was, I didn't know it was the area. I thought it was the pole, the butt, the hole, and that's all.
So you thought sunning your anus.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You can use that word if you want.
All right, rectum, anus. And,
talk about rectum, damn near killed him.
Man, that is old, dude.
Yeah, well... No one's heard it for a while.
It's old.
Son, just sit back.
Yeah,
just sit back and shut up. So I read about the article. I went out. Today's Monday. I had a beautiful weekend at home. The weather has been warming up a little bit here in Southern California. So I went out near Wafflers Creek. You know, we have the property line that runs out there. We've had a lot of fire threats. Fortunately, Wafflers Creek has been safe, and the whole backcountry has been safe.
Because they've been doing water drops.
Yeah, I like to thank the Pook County for that. And they have been, you know, flying and acting like adults for a change as they do the water drops. But anyway.
These guys have been BAing Steve as they fly over.
Yeah, they did. Not anymore. So I went out and I told April, I said, you know, I think I'm going to try that. The kids were not home. They were off at a couple of sleepovers. I said, you know. I mean, it might be kind of fun. I said, you want to join me? And she looked at me and said, you know, ha-ha, and kind of shook her head. She kind of laughed. I said, come on, honey. I know you think a lot of stuff I do is weird, but we can go outside and, you know, we can nude it, and we'll nude up and, you know, show it off. And so she said, just think about it. So
what do you mean show it off?
I mean, just have the freedom for the first time in my life to just, go out, stretch, spread cheeks. I don't know.
So that's something you want to do regardless of the health of the matter.
It's just, I think anybody, any man or woman who wants to know real freedom wants to go outside and just pull her ass cheeks apart and get some sun on it.
Yeah, is that it, man?
Yeah, that's it. And,
well, now you know, and we have to let people in on the end result of this.
I'm going to let people in on the end result of what happened right after this.
The Phil Henry Show, right here. Brought to you by Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
I just thought I'd throw that in there because you're not allowed to sing about cigarettes or even sell cigarettes any longer. My name is Dr. Cal Cavigan and I treat lung cancer. Well, I don't sell cigarettes. In fact, you can't sell cigarettes legally on the air anymore. My name is Dr. Cal Cavigan and guess what I do? You got it. I'm a doctor. I'm a lung cancer doctor and I take your lungs out if you smoke too much.
For 35 years in the Clarendale area, Dr. Cal Cavigan has been taking lungs out and giving people another chance, a new lease on life.
Breathe free again. Get rid of lung cancer and your lungs if you have to. We put in two brand spanking new lungs, free of charge, but of course the labor is well in excess of seven figures.
Dr. Cal Kavkin, lung cancer specialist.
Winston tastes good like
a cigarette should.
At Sweet Farm, you'll be wheeled in and taken care of by our very, very professional staff. Then you'll be wheeled out and fed your gruel and put back in bed for the afternoon rest. Sweet Farm is a place to retire to. It's a place to let off some steam. It's a place to put your head under the covers and pretend there's nothing there. Come to Sweet Farm. We're covered by all kinds of insurance, all kinds of plans. You don't even want to know.
Sweet Farm, the retirement specialists.
I'm Mary. I'll be your greeter, and then they put me back in the box with the gimp.
Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show. Filling in for Mr. Henry is Steve Ozell as we talk about getting sun on... He got it burned.
Yeah, Steve Ozell went out and tried to sun... He wanted to sunbathe his area and he got...
Well, he got his...
Can I say it? I got, yes, my anal... I got it got cooked, it got fried, it got burned. I got an anus burn. Yeah,
Yeah, so let's pick up the story here. You went out. Now, you read this article.
I didn't really. I'd heard about Metaphysical Megan, and I'd heard about Josh Brolin. And I'd heard that it, sun, if you get sun on your anal, you can...
It's called anus.
Yes.
All right, on the anus, you can kill a lot of germs and everything. And I thought, well, it'd be kind of fun. It'd be freeing. It'd be a freeing moment for myself and my wife. My wife did come out, and I want to say in what state address, because I know that she, you know, it does a lot of meetings over at the school for the kids, and they give out treats and cookies. But, you know...
She was completely...
All right, Steve, you promised her.
All right, okay. But I said, okay, nude's one thing, but I'm going to go ahead. So I swung my knees up behind my ears, and one of the things that hurts you is when your wife looks at you, and my wife did, and a lot of people might laugh at this, but she said, boy, you do that a little too easy. And I said, what's that supposed to mean?
But what was she saying?
She said, I've swung my knees up behind my ears with ease, and I'm like, yeah, so? She said, it just looked like, you know, you're... You do that with ease. I said, yeah. I said, what? It sounded to me like...
She was kidding around with you. So then what happened?
Well, then what happened is I went ahead and I gave it a good... I gave it a tanning. What you're doing is you're trying to get the butthole...
What? You're trying to get the sun on the perineum. You call it the area.
Yeah, I call it the area. I thought it was about the... Getting a rectal... Getting a good, you know, amount of rectal exposure... And it certainly is something that is good for the health, according to the article that I read. Now, I'd also heard that Josh Brolin, the actor, had done that.
Now, that is where this whole thing took off. When people heard about Metaphysical Megan, one thing or the other, because who's she? But when I heard that the great Josh Brolin had engaged in this practice, it spread like wildfire all over Hollywood, throughout many of the resorts in North America and in Canada.
What do you mean, North America and Canada?
I mean more.
Talk about North America and Mexico.
Yes, North America and Mexico. Although I don't know that it took off, I know it's taken off in North America and Mexico. I don't know about Europe.
Well, sooner or later they'll get that. Although maybe if they hear this podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening in Europe or in Australia, you might just sort of back off of that.
If you don't mind, let me just say. As much as people love to make fun and go ha ha, you know, Steve Bozell, what the general is saying is true. Now I swung my knees up behind my ears and my wife's all, wow, you know, and I said, yeah, are you admiring me? She goes, you just did that so easy, like you do it a lot. And I'm trying to think, are you? And I said to her, are you trying to say I take it, you know, wide and deep?
And you said that.
Well, and she goes, Steve, you know, and she hit me with a bag of prunes. She had a bag of prunes and she just. Hit me across the face with him, and that meant had a sting, but she did it lovingly. So anyway, I put my hands behind my head, I had my knees up behind my ears, and I was, I rigged up a thing that I could tie around my neck so I could read a book. So I had my hands behind my head, I had my knees up behind my ears, I was in direct sunlight so the sun could catch the the rectal.
Yeah, like the rectum.
The rectum,
yeah.
So there was a good rectum exposure. And I had a copy of the Daily Wildlife. And
what's the Daily Wildlife?
A newspaper? Yeah, it's a newspaper about wildlife, you know, badgers and things.
Beavers? Speaking of getting sun on it.
Why don't you shut me?
Hold on, guys, and grow up.
Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you something.
Well, Steve, you walk into that. You're laying there with your knees behind your ears, and you're reading Daily Wildlife. Why wouldn't the kid ask about the Daily Beaver?
It's not about... The Daily Beaver, it's a wow.
Is it a hunting magazine?
No, it is not. It's about photographic excursions you can go on to look at the wildlife. So I'm laying there, minding my, this is what I mean. I want to take photographs of wildlife. I'm trying to get healthy. I got my knees behind my ears. My wife says, wow, you know, aren't you ready for action? I'm like, what is that? And next thing I know, I go in the house and it burned and it hurt and it started to get worse. And when I went to sit down, because my wife had made some chili and some taco, you know, some taco chips. And
taco chips.
Yeah, I'm sorry, taco chips. And I went to sit and I poured myself some root beer and ice cold root beer. And I went to sit down and right away I knew we had some trouble because I sat down and, you know, and right now I can feel it.
If we took those pillows away, could you...
All right, take the pillows away, and I'll try and...
Yeah, just to see if it still affects you.
I can tell you it does.
Ow, 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 ow. Max, put the pillow back. Ow.
Okay, thank God. Oh, man.
So that's some pain. Now, what does the doctor prescribe?
I'm going to the doctor this afternoon after we get done here.
Well, no doubt he'll probably want... Have you iced it at all?
Yeah. Well, inadvertently, because what happened was I sat down, I went, yeah, you know, and I was leaning back. And April told me I was walking like that dude on the Manos Hands of Fate, kind of doing a step. And I said, that's the only way I can feel better. So I did two steps. Basically, taking the pressure off is when I'll step forward twice, then step back one, and step forward twice, step back one.
Now, what does that do? That alleviates the pain.
That alleviates the pain, yeah.
That sounds like you're doing the rumba or something.
The what?
It sounds like a dance.
Yeah, it sounds like you're two steps forward, one step back. You know. Hey, let me tell you what, Dickman. It hurts. It hurts bad, okay?
All right, we get that. So, Margaret asked a very good question. Did you put ice on it?
I hadn't thought of it right away, but I had the big, half-gallon bottle of Dr. Pepper. And I immediately, because it's large, I tried to squeeze it up between, well...
Were you wearing any clothes?
Yeah, I was wearing shorts, but I pulled the shorts down and I sat down on the Dr. Pepper bottle to try to get it up between the cheeks. Forget it, man.
Well, I mean, John, man, get some ice.
I did eventually. My wife brought over she put some ice in a cloth, and I tried to sit on that, and it was kind of, you know, because the blocks of ice, and I went, it hurts, you know? And she said to me, well, why don't you grow up or something like that? So she adjusted the ice cubes. I said, honey, you got your fingers up my...
You're a man and wife alone at home. The children aren't there.
No, they weren't.
All right. Just let her do what she's got to do.
Well, she did. So she adjusted the blocks of ice up against my ass crack.
By the way, he said up against the ass crack.
Yeah. And
so how is it feeling today?
It's better, but I can't sit down directly on the ass area.
Well, there's the ass, and there's the anus, and there's the perineum, which is what they're talking about.
Well, Steve, what you did is you went out and you got a suntan on your asshole. Excuse me for...
Yeah, pretty much. God damn all of you people.
Well, Steve, you brought it upon yourself.
Isn't that what you did?
I got a sunburn, yeah.
And you were supposed to be sunning the perineum.
Well, yeah.
No, wait a minute. The article says it's a lot of hooey.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do it at all.
Yeah, the article says a lot of hooey. Whoever made that up is full of it.
All right, but that was the thinking.
That's the bad thinking, yeah.
Well, I didn't do either thing. I went, I spread it, thinking getting direct sunlight on the asshole. Boy, oh boy.
Well, how do you feel now?
I'm physically getting better. I have iced it down and iced it, I have to ice it probably every 15 minutes.
And what are you, just putting a block of ice there?
I've just taken a cube of ice and just rubbing it on there. And April walked in while I was rubbing the first cube, because I hadn't done it. I just sat down on that bottle of Dr. Pepper, and while I was rubbing the first cube, apparently I was going, yeah.
And it scandalized your wife.
A little bit, yeah, because she thought, and she said to me, Steve, you can be honest with me. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, you're swinging your knees behind your ears. You're going, yeah, what the fuck?
This is juvenile, all right, and there's an awful lot of people out there who are greatly offended by this talk, particularly... gay people, I'm sure.
No, I didn't say anything about that.
Well, you're being a child. And you, General, as well.
Look at Margaret. Anybody, straight or gay, they gotta be nuts to be putting sun there.
Obviously. But, Steve, you and your wife should grow up.
Hey, I'm not the one. I put ice on my rectum, and I went, And my wife's all, hey, you know, lights, camera, action. And I'm like, what?
That's all I'm trying to say.
Relax, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, we're in your corner, Mr. Bozell.
You call me Bozell one more time.
All right, take it easy. So Steve Bozell is guest hosting here, folks, and hardly. I feel like I'm the guest. All right, but you sunburn. I think the bottom line here, Steve, is what?
The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, you should all know it is a bad thing to do. The doctors don't recommend it. It's a stupid article that was online in 1986, or had been published in 1986. It was picked up by some other magazine, some influencer named Metaphysical Megan, who sounds like a complete idiot. And I saw her, and she looks like a stone clown.
And my...
April told you that, didn't you? Because I talked to April, and she said she took one look at that Metaphysical Megan and said, If you follow anything she says, Steve, she said you deserve to shit blood.
Holy shit. You kidding me?
No, that's what she said. And she holds by that. Here, I just got a text from her. And I stand by that. See that?
Thanks a lot, April.
Here, I'll just... He just said...
I'm sure she's hearing it. Yeah. So, I gotta sit on pillows and...
Yeah. Meanwhile, Phil is in Vegas today, tomorrow, comes back Wednesday morning. The next Phil Henry Challenge will be on Thursday, and Phil will fill you in on all of that.
Yeah, but so far we've had a lot of great challenges.
And all of the mugs have been mailed out.
Yeah, we've mailed out Vernon Dozier Blogo mugs to all the winners. Joey Letson, you just sent yours out, Joey, and yeah, everybody. You know.
Joey in Tucson.
Yeah.
All right, well, Steve.
All right, so folks, I'm sorry that I wasn't in tip-top shape for today's show. And I hope and I pray that I will be, and with God willing, you know. And all we can do now is just pray to God that it never happens again. Remember to not get your anal, get your anus. Don't tan your anus or your you know.
Or your rectum.
Or your rectum.
Either one.
Either one.
Would you knock that? Wait a minute. Knock it off, bud.
I'm sorry, don't do that, the perineum, none of that. It's injurious. Doctors will tell you that. And this metaphysical Megan, man, I wish I'd just never even met you.
Do you know her? You know her?
No, I don't know her.
Then you never met her.
Right. I'm Steve Bozell. God, it hurts. I'm Steve Bozell. And yeah, it hurts. Oh, it really hurts.
All right, put the pillow under there.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget the resumption of Phil Henry Challenge on Thursday. I'm Steve Bozell, and again, do not get sun on the perineum or on anal area. Do not get sun on your anal area or the perineum. It hurts. It hurts bad.
Yeah. However, if you rub ice there, it's like, yeah.
Forget it, man. No, just forget it. Forget I ever brought it up. Forget it. It's like a forget I ever met you.